the secretary dictating history, physical, patient name, Roblewski, W-R-O-B-L-E-W-S-K-I, Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, date of birth, 1-27-1945, place, Franklinwood Nursing Home, date of service, 1-26-2023. History of present illness, this is 77-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to the hospital, MedStar. He has a previous history of CVA in the past. He presented with a reported fall from the chair while sleeping. He woke up, was lying on the floor. He denies any head trauma. Was also had some back pain. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room, subsequently admitted to the hospital. Neuro exam did not show any acute changes compared to the previous. CT head was negative. No active lead, however, did show ischemic hydrocephalus. MRI did not show acute hemorrhage. Acute large infarct showed. MRI showed chronic appearance of parenchymal valve loss, microvessel ischemic changes, but no acute infarct noted on MRI. No communicating hydrocephalus noted. Urine toxicology was negative. Ammonia level normal. TSH normal. Neurosurgery was consulted because of appearance of hydroparenchymal hydrocephalus. Neurosurgery, no surgical intervention recommended empirically. Cinemat for Parkinson's disease advised to be started. Followed with the NPH clinic, normal pressure hydrocephalus clinic. Patient had hypertension that was managed. CT scan suggested prostomegaly with bladder distension. He has a history of TURP and chronic urinary problem in the past. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.4. He was at home glipizide that was advised to be discontinued. Rhabdomyolysis was managed. Prior CVA, he was maintained on Plavix. Today, when I saw the patient, it was a rehab, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain. General urinary hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paraurea, no paradipsia, constitutional, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, history of prior CVA with recovery, number 2, hypertension, number 3, diabetes, number 4, hyperlipidemia, history of hip pain, medication upon allergies, not known, medication upon discharge, Sinemet, 100/25, 1 tablet TAD, Plavix, 75 mg daily, Farxiga, dash, dapagliflozin, 5 mg daily, glipizide, 10 mg BID, metformin, 1000 mg BID, Senacart, 8.6 mg BID, Flomax, 0.4 mg daily, Traspium, TROSPIUM, 20 mg BID, and he was also maintained on Saladin scale coverage. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug, rural system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ionization, permanent, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paraurea, no paradisia. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented M3, cooperative, blood pressure 132 over 84, pulse 77, temperature 97.3, respiration 16 per minute, pulse ox 97%, room air blood sugar is 245, body weight 228.8 pounds, head atomatic normocephalic, eyes anectaric, no urine is a discharge, neck supple, no JVD, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2 regular, abdomen is soft, non-tend bowels on positive extremity, no edema, moving all his extremities equal. skin, no ulcer. Neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented, and theory. Assessment, patient is admitted because of recent fall. Number 2, rhabdomyolysis. Number 3, hydrocephalus. Number 4, hip pain as reported at presentation to the hospital. Number 5, deconditioning. Number 5, 6, history of CVA, history of hyperlipidemia. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, PTOT, monitor diabetes and adjust medication. Follow up lab electrolyte, care plan discuss with the patient, court status discuss with him, he wants to be full court. Thank you.